But if you kill someone, I told him, then their people will come after you and might kill the rest of your family too. Killing only leads to more killing. I can't let them live, he replied. I have to kill them no matter what. He wasn't going to be talked out of killing, so I took another route. I played games with him. I played La Pulga and all the other singing games. They made him laugh so hard, he really began to enjoy himself. I began to see that when he was serious and thinking about his father, he was like someone who was drowning. It was only when he was playing the games and having fun like a child that he was really himself. I was in Pereira for just over 3 weeks and spent almost all my free time with David. When it was time for me to leave, I found it hard to say goodbye. I didn't even see him on my last day, but he sent me a letter. He wrote that our friendship meant a lot to him, and that he had realized that it would not solve anything if he killed his father's killers.
This kid David is a good example of how working with children can help promote peace. David saw his father murdered and just wanted revenge. He was going to wait until he was 16 and then find the murderers and kill them. By talking to him and playing with him, Wilfredo was able to bring the real David back, the one who wasn't filled with hatred and anger. By the end of Wilfredo's visit, David had changed his mind. He had thought about what Wilfredo said about how if he kills his dad's killers, more violence will be the result. The workshop is hard work for the volunteers, but when I hear a story like David's, I know that their work is worthwhile. Keep reading near the bottom of page 168 with, "It is second nature to be careful."
It is second nature to be careful when you live in a community like mine. When we hold meetings for the volunteers,